This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Now, one might think that when a city person moves to the countryside, they might be prepared for the sounds and smells of the farm. But in France, some country newbies have filed a series of lawsuits involving everything from noisy roosters to smelly cows. Farmers say litigious townies are threatening their livelihoods. Now, France has passed a law to protect the sounds and smells of the countryside as part of French heritage. From rural central France, John Lawrenson reports.
Yep, yeah, if you get.
Jean-Baptiste Meillet calls to some gentle-looking Normandy cattle that amble over and stick their muzzles through the bars of their pen. Meillet has 200 dairy cows, an activity some of his neighbours only more or less tolerate.
On a des personnes qui se plaignent de d'odeur de fumier, des animaux qui.
We get complaints about the smell of manure and the sound of animals who express themselves. 2 miles away, a farmer wanted to start an organic cattle farm, but local inhabitants banded together to stop him because of the smells and the sounds.
The Member of Parliament behind the new law, Pierre Morel-Aluissier, says France was a pioneer in the legal protection of natural and architectural heritage. But sounds and smells, France's sensorial heritage, the law calls it, need protecting too.
Les territoires ruraux ont des spécificités.
Our countryside has its own sounds, tractors, cowbells and church bells, seagulls and cicadas, and its own smells such as liquid manure or grape must. Now officials are drawing up an inventory of sounds and smells that deserve protection. So when someone complains, judges can refer to it and say, no, this sound or smell belongs here.
Englishman Jeff Livingston, who's lived in French farm country for a decade, says he's worried about the new law.
Our next door neighbour is a farmer. And he likes starting his tractor at 5 o'clock in the morning and leave it running for half an hour to warm it up, I guess. It is frustrating. Just as frustrating as living near a busy road with motor vehicles on, which laws are typically put in place to reduce.
The new law will protect the smells and sounds of the countryside, but overall the government says agriculture is in decline, with farmland disappearing in France at a rate of almost 150,000 acres a year. In Boutigny-Prouet, central France, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.